Gamma supports new draft airman certification standards. Chinese cyber spies hacked U.S. weapons systems. And has Tiger found Amelia Earhart? This is Aero News for Friday, May 31st, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Gamma filed comments Wednesday on the draft airman certification standards for private pilot and instrument ratings. The comments strongly support the FAA's effort to continue modernizing how pilots are trained and certified by implementing the ACS for all pilot certificates. The ACS framework brings together the existing practical test standards and knowledge test questions into a single set of standards that provide the bridge between the Part 61 regulatory requirements and the knowledge, skills, and risk management that should be taught to pilots. The draft ACS was developed jointly by representatives from across the aviation training community, including manufacturers, pilot and instructor training organizations, universities, and aviation training providers and material developers, as well as the FAA. The FAA has made the draft ACS available for public comment to ensure that their content is subject to the broadest review by affected stakeholders. The development of the ACS is one of three joint FAA industry programs focused on enhancing general aviation safety. Jens Henning, Gamma's Vice President of Operations, who chaired the FAA Aviation Rulemaking Committee that proposed the establishment of the ACS, says, quote, "The creation of the Airman Certification Standards Framework addresses concerns raised from across the aviation training community that the existing practical test and knowledge test are outdated and need to better focus on safety priorities," end quote. If not for the serious implications of it all, one might think this next story was nothing more than a developmental script for the next Hollywood blockbuster. A confidential Pentagon report shows that Chinese cyber spies have collected data on more than 24 U.S. weapons systems, including the F-35, the V-22 Osprey, and the Black Hawk helicopter. The report indicates that Chinese cyber espionage compromised sensitive information that allowed that country to develop its version of a fifth-generation fighter aircraft much more quickly than it could have on its own. That hack was reportedly accomplished in 2007. The report marks the first time the Pentagon has specifically named the Chinese government and its military as being the source of the cyber espionage. The confidential report included recommendations on how to protect against future cyber attacks. Sonar data recorded last summer by the research vessel Niku 7, being operated by the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, Tiger, may point to the remains of Amelia Earhart's Lockheed Electra on the bottom of the ocean near Gardner Island, which is now known as Niku Maroro. The new area of interest was discovered while the Tiger team was reviewing HD video that was captured during the side-scan sonar search, which was not available in real time, according to a report on the Tiger website. In March of this year, Richard Conroy, a member of the group's Amelia Earhart Search Forum, noted an anomaly in the sonar map of an underwater cliff that had previously gone unnoticed. While Tiger says that the only way to know for sure if it is the wreckage of Earhart's plane is to go back to Niku Maroro, they say it is certainly a man-made object that appears to have skidded down the underwater cliff, and it is of a size and shape that would be consistent with the Lockheed Electra. But the group says on its website that they will not be able to return until they settle debts incurred on the last trip and raise money for the next. Tiger does stress that it has the exclusive permission of the Kiribati government, of which the island of Niku Maroro is a part, to conduct such investigations. That agreement was negotiated with the assistance of the U.S. government. Later today, Friday, May 31st, at about 16:59 Eastern Daylight Time, asteroid 1998 QE2 will cruise 3.6 million miles from Earth. Now, that's approximately 15 times the distance between the Moon and Earth. The distance of the asteroid is not particularly impressive, as it will not be especially close. But what it lacks in distance, it compensates for in size. At about 1.6 miles across, asteroid 1998 QE2 is roughly the length of 9 Queen Elizabeth II cruise ships. Given the size, NASA is predicting this asteroid will be especially of interest to those professionals and enthusiasts of radar astronomy who have access to a radar telescope. Using this technology to produce high-quality and detailed images, NASA scientists are hoping to learn as much as possible about this and other asteroids. This effort is part of the Near-Earth Object Human Spaceflight Accessible Targets Study, launched by NASA in 2010. The purpose is to identify and track any known near-Earth objects, including asteroids, that might be accessible by humans in a potential future mission. When AeroNews continues, Pipistrel launches an online training academy, a new chute for the U.S. military, and they just dropped in to see what condition their condition was in.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
AeroNews continues now for Friday, May 31st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Online university degree programs have been all the rage for several years now, so why not an online Learn to Fly Academy? Apparently, Pipistrel thinks the idea is a good one, as they've just announced the Pipistrel Academy Flight School Program. The Pipistrel Academy features an online tool that interactively adapts to the student's learning rate. The learning material provides a deep understanding of the flight theory, with a specific focus on flying Pipistrel aircraft models, and it's designed to assist students successfully complete the pilot exam at their local flight school. Interactive online questionnaires shape the learning process, and online mentorship complements the learning experience. The online syllabus is accessible from computers, tablets, and mobile devices to offer Pipistrel Academy students the freedom to study for their pilot's exams at their convenience. The Airborne and Special Operations Test Directorate conducted a rigorous operational test recently on the new military free-fall advanced Ram Air parachute system, a non-developmental item that is about to replace the nearly 20-year-old MC-4 parachute system for all service branches. The RA-1 is an individual soldier's parachute system consisting of a main chute, a reserve parachute, harness, and container. It is designed to allow insertion by both military freefall and double-bag static line techniques, depending on mission deployment requirements. Additionally, the system is designed to deliver jumpers safely from aircraft flying at elevations from 3,500 feet above the ground to 25,000 feet mean sea level, with an objective to go to 35,000 MSL after follow-on testing. A Marine Corps CH-46 Sea Knight helicopter made an unscheduled landing Wednesday on the baseball field of a school in Medford, New Jersey. The aircraft had taken off from Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst at about 10:00 Eastern Daylight Time Wednesday and developed a mechanical problem shortly after takeoff. The best available LZ for the aircraft was the baseball field at Cherville Elementary School, according to a report in the Courier-Post newspaper. The CH-46 is attached to Marine Corps Helicopter Squadron 1, which is responsible for presidential transport. Now, President Obama was not on board the aircraft at the time of the forced landing, and the paper reports that the operation was not a presidential flight support mission. First Lieutenant Augustin Cruz Sullivan said that a second helicopter brought a detachment of Marines to the school to repair the aircraft, and it returned to Quantico without further incident. President Obama had been in New Jersey Tuesday to tour areas that are still recovering from Superstorm Sandy last October. Still, anyone want to bet that the cool kid at school tried to claim that he brought the helicopter in for show and tell? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.